tremendous heat and force expanded from the explosives. It swept through the cavern in an almighty sword of fire, laying low anything unfortunate enough to have remained within. I saw, for one flash second, the outline of the ghouls, still charging us, unaware of what was about to happen, against the white-hot fireball that expanded through the chamber. And then that blast hit my shield. I didn't try to withstand that incredible sledgehammer of expanding force and energy. It would have shattered my shield, melted my bracelet to my wrist, and crushed me like an egg. The shield wasn't meant to do that. Instead, I filled the space at the mouth of the cave with flexible, resilient energy and packed layer upon layer of it behind the shield, and more of it all around us. I wasn't trying to stop the energy of the explosion. I was trying to catch it. There was an instant of crushing compression, and I felt the pressure on my shield like a vast and liquid weight. It flung me from my feet, and I held hard to Lara, whose arms gripped me in return. I began to tumble, blinded by the flame, and fought to hold the shield, now hardening it all around us into a sphere, constricting it around us until we were pressed body to body. We hurtled up the tunnel, flung out ahead of the explosion like a ship ahead of a hurricane, or more accurately, like a ball being fired down the barrel of a long, stony musket. The shield banged against the smooth walls, dragging more effort out of me. A single outcropping might have stopped our progress for a disastrous instant, shattering stone, shield, succubus, and Seamus into one big mess. Thank God the vanity of Lara's family had made sure the walls of the tunnel were polished smooth and gleaming. I didn't see the ghouls guarding the upper reaches of the tunnel so much as I felt them hit the shield and be smashed aside and splattered like bugs, only to be consumed by the flood of fire washing up the tunnel after us. I don't know how fast we were going, beyond very. The explosion flung us up the long tunnel and out into the night air and up through the branches of a couple of trees, which shattered under the force. Then we were arcing through the night, spinning, with stars above us, whipping by, and a long tongue of angry flame emerging from the entrance to the deeps below. And all the while, I was locked in the heated ecstasy of Lara's kiss. I lost track of what was happening somewhere near the top of the arc, right about when Lara's legs twined with mine and she ripped aside my shirt and hers to press her naked chest against me. I had just begun wondering what it was I'd forgotten about how kissing Lara was not the best idea when there was a horrible crashing sound that went on for several seconds. We weren't moving. The shield wasn't under pressure, and I was so dizzy and tired that I couldn't string two thoughts together. I lowered the shield with a groan of relief that was lost in an answering moan of need from the succubus in my arms. Stopped, I said. Lara, stop. She pressed closer, parted my lips with her tongue, and I thought that I was going to explode when she suddenly let out a hiss and recoiled from me, a hand flying to her mouth, but not before I saw the blisters rising from the burned flesh around her lips. I fell slowly to my back and lay there gasping in the near dark. There were several small fires nearby. We were in a building of some kind. There were a lot of broken things. I was sure to get blamed for this one. Lara turned away from me, huddling in upon herself. Bloody hell, she said after a moment. I can't believe you're still protected, but it's old. My intelligence said Ms. Rodriguez hadn't left South America. She hasn't, I croaked. You mean? She turned and blinked at me, astonishment on her face. Dresden. Do you mean to say that the last time you had relations with a woman was nearly 4 years ago? Depressing, I said, isn't it?